Welcome to the Clean Truth, where we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
We're back. Even though we just recorded one right before this, so I say we're back, but they don't know that.
But you always tell people.
I know. I'm like, why? Like,
I'm just telling the truth.
That's fine.
I mean, on video, we're wearing the same damn clothes, so anyway.
That's my husband.
I don't have anything to bust anybody's balls about. It was your nappy looking shirt there, but
we could bust your balls.
Have at it. I wish you would. Problem is, you guys' cut down game sucks.
Well, the people want to see a mustache, and he refuses to, like, even think about it. His only comeback is my face is round. I got a round head.
Well, if he quit eating gummy bears.
Ooh. Ooh.
And what else was
there? Is there any of them Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids. And drinking bourbon at night. Like,
didn't Don say last week he was on a diet? What happened to that?
Yeah, it's.
I've been doing good all week. Named one cheat meal that I've had all week.
Gummy bears and.
Meal.
Three or four gummy bears ain't that bad.
You want me to bust you out right now?
No, I've been good. I haven't had one thing in here. You guys have all been chowing down.
All right, clean truth for this episode. He said, I want to start my own business, but I'm scared to take the leap. Any suggestions?
Scared money don't make money.
I'll add it in.
I feel like we were talking about this earlier with, I think we were talking about this with franchisees, that now we're at a place with Clean Eats where there's a lot of people who will go to our other cafes around the country and say that they are buying a Clean Eats, or I'm going to be a Clean Eats franchisee. And then we kind of hear through the grapevine that this person was going to visit, and we're like, who? Where?
Yeah, they're not.
Or, yeah, didn't even know them. So it's kind of like, is that the same kind of thing? It's these people that are.
No, I think what he's getting at is he's got an idea that he wants to turn into a business, but he does. He's like scared to quit his day job. I don't tell anybody's name on these, but I know who this guy is.
Man, I don't know. When I quit my job, I was not scared. Like, I knew it was the right decision. And like, again, I always say, if you have a plan B, then you can't make the plan A work. So you got to pick a plan and go with it. I think if you're successful where you are now, then chances, you know, like, there's a very high chance that you'll be good at the next thing that you do. If you suck at what you do right now, then I probably would stay there because, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Or I'm kind of thinking, like, if it's a true side hustle, then you dedicate all your side time, such as a Saturday or Sunday, you know, to go to a flea market or go to like an event or something like that, to see if the side hustle really can be bigger than your current job. You got to do one or the other. You got to go all in, like you're saying, you got to go all in towards the using the side hustle time to actually see if the side hustle works.
I agree with both of you, but I can add a little bit more. So I agree with the side hustle thing. I mean, but I can throw another thing in there, and it's, if you have a family and you have a wife and kids that are, depend on that income that you're talking about leaving, you have to make a decision. Is it responsible for me to leave that? Or just you can't just, you know, if you have a $100,000 a year job that's paying your mortgage and paying your bills and sending your kids to school and putting food on the table, and you want to start a t-shirt line, you can't just say, hey man, screw it, I'm gonna quit my job and start a t-shirt line. That's irresponsible. Now, if there's sacrifices that you can make in your spare time, like you said, if it's a side hustle thing and build it up and then do it, yeah, great. But if you're not in that position, and I'll just use myself as an example on how you and I got started, I was not in that position. And so I literally just gave up everything, literally everything. Took my truck to the bank, dropped the keys and fobs on the table and walked away. Gave my truck up, foreclosed on my house. I literally gave up everything for just a clean slate to start over. And that was my sacrifice, and that's how I had to do it. So I agree with what you said, too. You got to go all in. If you're not willing to do that, then...
All in or 100-hour weeks? Pick one.
For sure.
We kind of went down a rabbit hole answering his question, but I think it was good. So, all right, the topic. This is a cool topic. I'm going to do it in layman's terms because, let's face it, I'm not a life coach. I'm not a shrink. I'm not a performance coach. But you and I have been coached on this in multiple facets from multiple people, kind of in different ways, if you will. And it's the universal cycle of change. The reason that I want to do this was because of something that I mentioned on the Fuck Off Friday episode before. And that is, you and I, sitting at home, have been in kind of a funk when it comes to, like, creativity, coming up with new ideas, having passion to keep doing what we're doing, and, you know, that fire is like a little bitty pilot flame, where usually with you and I, we're 100 miles an hour all day, every day. It's like a blowtorch with us. That's usually how we operate, right?
Correct.
And so our life coach, Laura, I tried to get her on here to do this, but I just figured I would do it in much simpler terms, and she wasn't available. So she's coached us on this thing called the universal cycle of change. And there is 7 different stages of this thing. And like I said, the reason that I want to talk about this is because of where you and I have been. And I also feel good about it because I kind of feel like we're starting to come out of one of these stages that I think you and I have been in for literally over a fucking year. And it's like finally you're like,
I know. I was happy this morning, so I thought I broke the chain.
When we start talking about it, you'll kind of see.
Are you going to do the 7 cycles?
Yeah, I'm going to go through them. And, but I, you know, this doesn't have to apply to anybody who's just running a business. This can be anybody, you know, because everybody goes through funks. Everybody goes through stages where they're not inspired. They don't have creativity. They don't have. They're just kind of being. They wake up every day. They're going through the motions. Their workouts suck. Their nutrition sucks. And it's kind of like a pity party. They're like, well, I don't know what's wrong with me. And then everybody wants to know how you snap out of that. And when I go through this, it'll answer some of those questions. That was a rain. So I think the first thing that you have to do that is very important is find out what your goals are and be very intent with those. I pulled up old notes from one of our coaching sessions, so... Nice. I feel official.
Okay.
No comment.
It's yep. Your podcast. You agree. Should.
She's not giving you any credit.
I'm the only one fired up about this. You're just kind of like...
No, I'm waiting for you to get going so I can comment.
But I mean, one of the big things that goes along with this is understanding the law of attraction too. And that's one thing that you and I have lived and died by for 10 years. 10 plus years. Is always trying to manifest what we want. Vision boards, trying to picture it and visualize it. And sometimes in some of these cycles, that's hard to do. But there's a way around it. So, all right, the first one in the cycle is creation. You have creation, growth, steady state, turbulence, chaos, dropping off, and then meditation and dormancy. Those are the 7 stages of this.
Sam, one more time.
Creation, growth, steady state, turbulence, chaos, dropping off, meditation, and dormancy.
It makes sense if you...
And so you and I have been stuck in meditation and dormancy literally for a year.
Right. So if you back up, like, and this is like, so you can have different stages. Like, so mm-hmm. your, like, health can be in a different stage. Your business can be in a different stage. Your personal life. Like, so not everything has to follow. Like, your entire life does not follow this. So what...
Correct.
Our big thing is that our business is, like, has been like this, correct?
Yeah, yes, you're correct. So you and I's mindset towards clean eats, towards our business and the companies that we run have been in meditation and dormancy.
So you're saying you're going all the way through those 7 and now you're at that backside.
We are at the dormancy.
And so you're ready to, it's supposed to recycle.
Yeah. It'll.
Should.
So it's taken us 9 years to kind of get through with the business side of it. So we had the creation of clean eats. And then the second one was?
Growth.
All right. So we franchised. Third one.
steady state.
Getting bigger.
Well, we paused. We got all the operations. We started, like, you know, just making the policies, procedures in, like getting all those systems and procedures in. Started selling a little bit more growth.
Turbulence. You're jumping ahead of me here.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was so turbulence. We got in trouble, right? So we sold a bunch, and then it just was like operation. Like it was just
wasn't ready.
Yeah, it wasn't ready. So we paused again.
Chaos,
which follows turbulence. So you have to have chaos, right? So that was like John and I are doing everything. We didn't have you guys around, so we're in go chaos.
And then dropping off.
We hired an awesome team, worked ourselves out of a job. We dropped off.
And then meditation dormancy.
Which is where we've been since everybody's came on.
So let's back up to creation. Creation is the start of a new journey, a new business, a new workout, a new diet, anything new, anything that's new, fresh, exciting that you're starting. You know what I mean? That's the first step. And then you have growth, like Yvonne said. And I think she kind of just really fast walked you how we just developed. But this cycle is the growth and forward moving progress of whatever it is you started. The growth plans for the business, marketing. It could be phase two of a diet. It could be growing upon anything that you just created. And you'll naturally flow through some of these stages. You don't wake up one day and go, okay, I'm tired of growth. I'm going to go into steady state. It's just it's the universe having a natural effect on what you're doing. And it'll move you through these on its own. You don't wake up one day and just choose to move to the next one. And then the next one is steady state. This is where everybody strives to be. So this is where all the businesses want to be. They want to create, they want to grow, and then they want to stay there. But it's naturally impossible. Same with an athlete. You know, they want to grow their body, they want to get strong, they want to get fast, and they want to stay there. They want to stay and perform at a high level at all times. It's not natural. It's not going to happen. Something's going to happen. It's just the way it is. But you also don't naturally want to be in steady state because that's where you get complacent. You know, it's where you kind of settle down and just say, okay, I'm good. And that's a dangerous place to be in. You and I have done that too. We've been in places with our business where we're like, you know what? We're kind of good right here. And then we fall into that trap. And then we're like, then we start seeing people around us doing other things. And we're like, holy shit, we got to get moving. You know what I mean? So then the next one is turbulence. And turbulence is kind of like, you know, bumps in the road, problems. And these bumps in the road will kind of, they'll tell you which direction you're going to fall next. You know what I mean? By like how you deal with the turbulence that's going on around you, it's going to depend on which direction that you go. Because you can go forward and backwards in this. You know, if you notice bumps in the road, turbulence, and you choose to fix them one way, you can go back into steady state and keep performing at that level. Or if you ignore them and you just say, I'll deal with it later, and you're pessimistic and you're a complainer and you're a whiner, you're going to fall right into chaos, and that's where nobody wants to be. And that's just, you're out of control. You know, this is when leaders and people need to evaluate themselves and start dropping shit off. This is you when you have 50 million ideas that are great, but you can only execute two of them.
No, that's creation. Chaos is when I try to do all of them at the same time and I don't ask for help. That's my thing.
It's very similar to the quote you said a couple times on here, where you can do three things very, very well, but you can't do four.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So that leads into dropping off. You have to choose to drop something. You know what I mean? Choose something to let go of.
Which I think with us, we went back from drop off to chaos. I think we were in there for quite some time.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you start dropping things off and relieving some of these relief valves, you go into the meditation and dormancy stage, which, again, this is kind of the, I keep using the word funk for lack of a better expression, but it's not really a funk. It's just you don't have that flame anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have that burning desire to go out and just tear it up. I've been like that for a year with everything, really, with me. Like, I haven't really cared to train that hard. My diet has sucked. It's been one of those things, and it's like, I haven't even really given a shit. You know what I mean? Until here recently, when I was like, and I don't even remember any triggers. It was just, I woke up one morning and it just clicked.
It was actually, I think, this morning.
It wasn't this morning, but this morning really helped. But I woke up and I think being out at the farm did it. You know, being away from our house for so long and being away from those things that I use and that I touch every day and that, you know, that it can keep me in that grind, I didn't have access to, which wasn't a bad thing. It was fine. It was kind of a good, like, getaway and kind of a reset. But even before that, I'm talking before that, I don't know what it was. It was just, you and I knew we wanted to do something. We didn't know what it was. And I think we got that figured out.
Yeah. No, and I'm like really good with manifesting things. Like my vision board, I turned around the vision board the other day, and like almost everything on the vision board we have now, you know, not like we as in personal items, but like the business, the, you know, like everything that I wanted for Clean Eats. Like I had a picture of a team on there, you know, to visualize that. I had a goal of finances that got, you know, like everything seemed like it was coming. So, but then like I told him, I was like the things that I really thought I, another thing about manifesting thing is you have to be ready to accept it too. So if the universe is going to give it to you, you have to be ready to get it. So you can't say, I want, you know, to retire if you are not ready to accept the retirement.
Right.
So you can't win the lottery tomorrow if you are seriously not ready to retire. So you have to be ready to accept what the universe gets. So
I think Andy Frischella did a really good podcast on that point right there. And it was, are your goals really your goals? It's the same thing. And that's what he was talking about. So these things that you think you want, do you really want them? And are you ready to accept them? Because if you are, you'll naturally get them if you take the right steps. But if you're not, you're never going to get it. You know what I mean? And I think another cool exercise that we've learned, and we haven't done this in a while, and I think we mentally did this the other day, and I think maybe that kind of helped my mood a little bit, I don't know, is each year we would write down the 10 things that we wanted for that year, and then we would alter that vision board for that. We'd put it on there and just kind of like keep re-clicking and rethinking about it all the time. It's in the back of your mind. Put it on a screensaver on your computer. Do whatever you can to keep those images right in your face all the time. And then you get it out exactly a year later, you pull that piece of paper out and you look and see how much of that stuff you've actually achieved throughout that year. It's pretty cool. It's pretty eye-opening because every time we've done it, I'm like, holy shit, that actually really did happen. It's a pretty cool exercise.
It's like a Christmas list of your life. Like whatever you want, you just put on the list and then just tuck it away.
I know you've been reading The Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
And he's a humongous list.
He is.
Person. Like, daily list and, like you said, long-term list and daily list. So I find that interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day, and I just think this is a really cool, it's a really cool state of mind for people to start thinking about when you don't have it. When you wake up and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But understanding this and understanding what's going on and how to change it, how to manipulate it, how to make it work for you is awesome once you get it figured out.
So how do you get out of that funk?
You don't.
You don't. You have to sit there.
The universe pulls you out.
You literally don't.
And I have a little note right here, and it's funny because this is what Laura told you the last time we talked about this, and it is just be. Just be. So what most people try to do when they're in this meditation dormancy phase is they try to force their way out of it. They're like, I'm in a slump. I got to create something. I got to do something. And what happens is they'll force themselves into that creation phase, fall right into turbulence, chaos, right back where they started, like that. It's just because they're not ready for it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I feel like you and I have been in this place right here for a year, a whole year.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We've had a million different business ideas. We've been pitched 3 major companies to buy when we were like this close to doing it. We've had 3 or 4 different business ideas of our own that we've almost started. We didn't do it. And just because for whatever reason, that passion, that desire, and that flame, it just wasn't there. It was like, I don't have any like burning desire to do this. It's not really, you know what I mean?
What's the date on your notes? Do you have a date?
I don't. They're at the house, but I think the last time you and I went through this with our coach was sometime last summer.
That's what I thought too. So it was kind of weird because a group of the girls got together for theme word. I don't know if anybody does theme word in here, but it's kind of cool. Like maybe next year we'll all do it as a team thing. But so we got Laura Berkey on the call. There was 7 of us girls and we sat in the room and then she kind of does this whole exercise of what your theme was. And I was just like negative. I was like, it wasn't negative, but I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't have anything that I want to do this year. And so my word is be. Because I didn't know if I wanted to be happy. I didn't know if I wanted to be lazy, be motivated, be like, you know, like, so it's B. It's just B-E. And it's like he said, like I have a graphic on my phone and it has B. And inside the word are the letters B-E. It's just a bunch of other words that you can just be. Because I'm like, I just didn't know what to do. I had no clue of what to be.
It was deep.
It was so deep. Yeah. And so it was funny when I said it and I was like, I think I'm just B. And she's like, that's like being, you know, like, and it's funny that your notes say just be, or what does it say? Just being.
Just be.
Yeah. So it's weird that was it. And then that's my theme word for the year.
No, I mean, but back to your question, you don't. Yeah, something will click. Something will happen. And I mean, I know what it is for us. We started using different coaching tools. You know, we still use Laura. She's awesome. She's great. We still have our monthly calls with her. But we have found other things that we've started using. And I don't know. As soon as we did that, I was like, okay, fuck yeah. Like, now I'm ready to tear somebody's face apart. Like, I mean, seriously. Like, and I haven't woke up feeling like that in a long time, even though my body's hurting me right now. But that's neither here nor there. But,
well, and it was just crazy because today when we woke up, like, we had a talk last night and I came home and I was like, man, I just need to talk this out. Like, can we just talk? And so we sat out on the porch last night and talked and then we went to bed and woke up this morning. And it's good when we're on because we're on. And like, I swear both of us had the same idea like at 6:30 this morning, which is, I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it to you guys, but like when we're on together, we're really on together. Like Clean Eats, like the name with Clean Eats. We both came up with the name Clean Eats at the same time. And we test this to make sure, but like...
Tell that story. That's pretty funny.
So I was doing cardio. Don was, I think you were on the computer in the bedroom or something. And so we had just sold Locale and we were moving to Wilmington. And he's like, you know, this is a fresh start. I'm like, Locale Cafe, we had sold that. So we had to come up with a new name. And so on the way here, we had this notepad, which I found the notepad the other day. We had like 30 names on there. We had FitStop. We had FitFuel, like which a lot of these have been taken now, you know, and just nothing felt right. Nothing felt right. So doing cardio, he was on the computer and it was just like, oh my gosh, I got it. I got it. And so as soon as I got off the thing, he comes out, he's like, I got the name. And I was like, no, I got the name. And so we wrote it down on a piece of paper. He wrote Clean Eats with an S and I wrote Clean Eats with a Z. And so we opened the paper and they were both the same name. Isn't that crazy? Story.
It's pretty awesome. Creepy.
So that would, if that actually, like, I feel like you guys got goosebumps when that happened, right? Like, that was kind of weird. Like,
it, yeah. And like, she's not exaggerating one bit. It's exactly how it happened. She was on a little fucking like $20 stair climber because it was made out of tubing. You know, the old, I think Seth Ferocci uses one still to this day. He'll put it in his videos. The old school ones.
that you like can't cheat on. We just had one. That's what she was doing cardio on. She's sitting there trying to write while she's stepping on this thing. And I, you were right. I was on the computer, and I like got all excited. And I jumped up and I ran in there. And right as she was done, and we were like, "I got the name," and we did it at the same time. It was pretty cool.
It's crazy.
But yeah, this is really cool, and this is I'm. After our talk this morning about a couple different ideas that we had for Clean Eats, just new ideas, new things that we want to come up with, new things we want to do. I don't know. I feel a little rejuvenated again.
I feel like this is a big teaser.
You look rejuvenated. Your eyes are like, you look all sparky.
That's because I drank an espresso and I ate 15 gummy bears. But it's cool. I mean, I think everybody should try to, you know, look this up and do some research on this and try to figure out this universal cycle of change. And if you're in a funk or you're just confused, you know what I mean? Or if, I don't know, I think somebody could be in creative stage and still, you can, like Yvonne said in the very beginning, not every facet of your life is going to be in the same stage either. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, trying to think of an example, like, you know, if, with an athlete and their performance and shit, that could be at a steady state. They could be firing on all cylinders, but they could have other shit going on where they're in a different one and it's dragging them down. You know what I mean? So
I was going to just do a quick thing too. I don't know if anybody does CoStar app.
Nope.
So it's pretty spot on too. And like, it was crazy because my CoStar has been like, it came up when I picked my word, the next day it says be the one. Like, so it's like been, and then today when, yeah, it keeps coming up. It's like, just be, just like, and it's weird how it's saying like, and it even says, I don't know what, my Capricorn, Mercury or somewhere are somewhat, you know, but
what is CoStar?
CoStar is like a horoscope app, but it uses your,
it is kind of creepy because it's kind of spot on.
Yeah. But you have to know the exact time of your birth and where you were born. Because the time of your birth with the stars and the alignments and where the moons and the suns were is like, because like you could be like, okay, so we have four Capricorns in our group, right? All four of us Capricorns act completely different. But like one of them is in a Leo phase, but you can tell she's very headstrong about her own self. Like it's, I don't know.
I'm 50-50 on all that stuff because.
Just give me.
The Leo, like, cause I'm a Taurus, like, I feel like 80% of that stuff, you can say it about anybody and something will find some application for it. That's where I'm at with that. I think there's some, maybe there's some truth to
just
it.
Just download the app and see if it's on.
I'll download it. We'll see.
Because even like when me and him are fighting, it says like, stay away from your Leo star. Like it says like, stay away from him. And he, like, I swear to God, we'll get in a fight that night. We should have stayed away. But it's been small. But anyway, this morning I woke up and it said, welcome. What did it say? Like something about like welcome back or something. And I was like, what? So it was weird. I'll have to snapshot it. CoStar.
What do you guys think about this?
I like it.
Everyone's been quiet. Ben's just smiling.
I'm processing.
I feel like I relate a lot to it with fitness, at least because you said you can break it up in different parts of your life. So for me, like, I was kind of like where you guys were last year with fitness. I feel like I, like in the past 2 years at least, I kind of just like stopped going to the gym altogether for like a long time there. I felt like I was in dormancy or what was that? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, meditation mm-hmm. dormancy.
Yeah, I feel like I was just kind of like, I was like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. So I was just like chilling. But I do feel like in the past few months, I've kind of kicked up back into athletic shape at least, or like I'm more motivated to do that again. So I feel like I'm in the beginning stages again. What is it? Creativity, and then what's the other one?
Growth.
Yeah, I feel like I'm moving towards that, but then I just get hurt, so I feel like maybe I'm in chaos.
Are you where are you with Woo, man? Steady state.
I feel like we're in steady state.
Deep.
I feel like we are in steady state, or still growth. Honestly,
there's no more roommates though.
No more roommates.
No, we have one.
You switched roommates.
We have one, yeah. There's a girl in there. Yeah, one of our friends from volleyball. But we are looking for a new roommate.
So. This isn't Craigslist.
Yeah, no. If anybody, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we're trying to kick Gracie out. How much is the rent?
It's really expensive. It's about $4,000 a month.
Good answer, Scott.
She's gonna listen to this. Go, I can't believe you, Don. All right, we'll wrap it up there, guys. This is a really cool exercise. So look this up, do some homework on it, and just kind of evaluate it on where you sit, and then look up Law of Attraction. That's some powerful shit, and it's real. I mean, I really do. I love that stuff. So, till next time.